Hello and welcome to the Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty along with Rick Farmelo and Amanda Raymond, and we have a special guest today, Gwenda Perez.
Yay!
Comedian and actress. In fact, I saw your film, Valentine's Day.
You saw my tidbit?
I saw your little bit in Valentine's
Day. Oh, I didn't know you were in that.
I was in Valentine's Day with
Ashton Kutcher.
I was. You know, I got to have him hug me and flip me and swing me for 2 days, and you know what ended up happening? About 3 seconds of that, Sarah, and nobody really knows he was groping me all day long.
Really?
Oh, wow. Everyone was a little jealous.
But yeah, but again, you got the credit. You're called
Flower Woman. I'm the Flower Lady.
Flower Lady and Farmer.
Where is
the Flower Mart?
Downtown. Ooh, it's beautiful, too. It smells so good.
It's probably next to the Jewelry Mart and the
It's on the back side of the Jewelry Mart.
We have to do our cheers. We have to do
cheers. Sorry.
You have to have real martini glasses.
Oh, I don't have one. You know, drink up, happy buddies.
Okay.
I'm on a sober.
And Gwenda used to be the premier bartender in L.A.
Was the number one bartender.
At the number one at the number one restaurant.
The number one restaurant.
In all of Los Angeles.
That's a total selling point in our opinion.
Rick and I were, Rick and I met Gwenda.
That's right.
You're right.
We did all
right.
meet over there at mm-hmm. Morton's.
Mm-hmm.
I remember many of a drunken spurt.
Ah, yes.
Those were the days.
Those were the drunken days.
And the last time that, I don't think I ever, well, we went to Morton's together at the last
The last hurrah.
Where Rick and I met Nancy Sinatra, or Tina Sinatra, one of the Sinatra.
Tina's the one that has short black hair.
Mm-hmm.
She's hysterical.
Met Nancy a couple times.
Yeah, that night we met one of them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And but before that was the Vanity Fair party.
That's right. Where attended that hell for years.
You and I got to see Kirsten Dunst throw up.
We did. Lindsay Lohan also was a little loaded drunk.
That's not. That's
time.
Surprising. Are you sure of Lindsay Lohan? Wait a minute. Hold it. Where's TMZ? I don't know if they heard about this.
Celebrities in Morton's that you've seen. Drunk to, they're sick.
Well,
now she can. Now it can.
Now it can be told.
Yeah, there's a lot of. You know,
I'm going to say that night at the Vanity Fair party, not only Kirsten Dunst, but Peter O'Toole was.
We met him that night at the Oscars, and he was hammered at
this. He was so trashed.
But he should be.
He dropped the glass. He was like, fell through his hands, like he just lost feeling in his hand and dropped.
Oh, yeah. That's when you know it's wonderful.
Richard Harris and Richard Burton, those guys are major British alcoholics. And proud of it for about 40 years. I mean, seriously, those guys were the major drunks, the major British colony drunks in Hollywood for years.
And he's the only one that's
He's the only guy left, yeah. He's like, where are my friends?
Let
me ask you this question. Can the older actors hold their liquor better than the younger actors?
I think the older actors were actually made to drink. I think they were passed down with that crazy, you know, alcoholic gene that allows them to drink more than the younger actors.
Yeah.
Like, the younger actors are like two drinks and they're loaded. I will tell you that tramp, what's her name, you know, Paris Hilton?
Oh, yeah.
She used to leave her phone intentionally all over the place. And then our bartenders, I'd constantly be sending a bartender to hand her a phone.
So
she would always try to get her phone lost.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. It's because I actually met her and knew her before she was Paris the Whore Hilton. And she was just this girl that used to go to all the hip and trendy clubs. And there was, you know, 40 Deuce when it was really a bohemian club and nobody could get in. I was there one night and... they have, for those of you who don't know, it's a burlesque bar. This was back when burlesque bars were really kind of secret and, you know, they weren't strip clubs and now it's all the rage. But anyway, so she was in there and after the dancers went off the stage, she decided to get up on the stage and she had a mini skirt on. So she starts pulling her skirt all the way up to her waist and is dancing and showing her underwear. And I kid you not, they booed her in the club and started throwing things at her and yelling at her to get off.
Wow.
So,
they didn't know who she was there, right?
Yeah, that was before she sucked her back penis.
I mean, but who goes to burlesque now?
Who?
Gay men.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. No wonder they didn't like it.
I can tell you, gay bars are fun, though, because it's like, until...
Well, we went... I'll tell you. I got a story. I'll tell you a really quick story. I mean... Our fans at home haven't heard the story, but we started the night at Morton's with Quinn.
There was some party. No, wasn't there a party?
Oh, we went there. We were drinking somewhere. But we went to Morton's, and then we ended up just saying, well, let's find the club somewhere. So Jerry and I, staggered up Robertson Boulevard and went to, well, this isn't good. We kept walking. This looks cool. There's a whole bunch of people, right? This is great, right? So, we'll go in here. So the big mob of people, we walk in there. This kind of meandered, tons of people dancing and stuff. We finally find the bar. And we get to the bar, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of weird. The bartenders are all wearing, like, leather vests and nothing else, just a leather vest. That's the shirt, the leather vest. And I said, like, whatever.
It's like
muscle,
totally
all these muscle guys. We've been drinking, so it's like, whatever. Yeah. It's in Hollywood. We didn't think anything of it.
West Hollywood.
So anyway, we're hanging out at the bar. We get a couple of drinks, and Jerry's like, "I'm going to go try to find some food if we can get some to eat because I don't think we'd had dinner yet."
What kind of food do you find in West Hollywood?
Like a 12-inch kielbasa.
we have only sausages.
Diet, if you ask me.
Yeah.
No.
Anything on the face?
So Jerry leaves, and I just stayed there. There's a couple of girls that are just kind of hanging out, so I was just kind of talking to them, and just not trying to hit on them, but just talking to them, right? And then they're like, you know, we talked for a while, and they'd, like, look at each other, and it's kind of weird. They're kind of, like, talking. And then one of them turns to me, and she goes, "You're straight, aren't you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, why? You know, why?" This is a gay bar. And I'm like, "Oh, okay." And then all of a sudden, everything changed. Everything looked different. It's like, there's only guys dancing with guys. There's about six girls. It's like the glasses came off. I'm like, now I can see everything.
The cool bar went to, like,
it was still
God.
A cool bar. It was still cool. But this kind of thing,
That's why I discovered I wasn't homophobic, because my first reaction when that happened.
Well, he'd already had three dances. Before I told him.
My first reaction was, this is a gay bar, and nobody has hit on me at all yet.
Yeah.
So I went in and put on some shorts.
It's like, what do I have to do?
Take these pants off. I'm gonna get some lovin'. Yeah. Somebody's gonna hit on me.
It was funny.
We did leave immediately.
It wasn't like we didn't dive out the windows or anything.
They waited the appropriate 3 minutes and then bolted.
We did not bolt.
No, it's like, all right.
Okay, well, before we go on, I need to get your plug in. Because you deserve a plug. So you're going to be, you've got a comedy show in San Jose
Fresno, we're doing a show. I'm not even sure.
They have comedy in Fresno?
Yeah. I know. Yes.
Here's the first joke.
I thought just trucks.
You live in Fresno.
Holy shit, you live in Fresno and you haven't killed yourself yet. Salute. It's in Fresno. I'm actually, to tell you the truth, I don't know where it's at. I'm doing it with my girl, Tori Hart.
Okay, well, if somebody wants to know, they can Facebook you.
Yeah, go to my Facebook. I'm sure by today I will probably have it on there. It would be Gwenda, GWENDAPEREZ, Gwenda Perez.
Okay, so you can find her.
Yeah.
You've got to be the only Gwenda Perez.
I look nothing like
her.
Popular.
Don't search Perez in L.A. because you'll get, 300.
Oh, there's more than one? Wait a minute. But Gwenda's played clubs all over L.A.
I did all the
big clubs.
I did the John Lovitz Club last week. I did the Saturday before last. I did the Comedy Store last week.
She does the Comedy Store a lot.
I do the Improv. I do the Ice House. I actually love the Ice House. I do lots of fun little clubs. I tend to do they call them Urban Nights. I call them, if you're not funny, they throw shit at you. But it's a nice little challenge. I do like that film.
Okay, now we talked about this, and I know you're going to disagree with me, but I'm going to say this, because I know people that do comedy, and they tell me, I know people that do comedy.
We won't say who it is.
And do acting. And you've done acting. And
all right, I've done both.
And people tell me that in acting, and
let's preface
Amanda's
with
done
people.
Acting.
Let's
so
preface
can,
with people as one comic
people
actor.
People are, no, I know people.
Okay, one comic actor gave you this opinion.
I'm going to tell you this, that Jay Leno has also said that about stand-up.
What is it that's been said?
What's been said is that in acting, it's very collaborative. People are very supportive. You've got this role. Mm-hmm. It's important that you succeed.
Yeah.
You have to work as a team.
In comedy, every comedian hates every other comedian.
Yeah.
They want you to bomb.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
They're rooting for you to bomb.
I agree and disagree. When you are working on a collaborative effort as a movie, yes, you're right. They are very supportive of each other on a movie, because if the movie fails, you all look bad. Although, if it's a television series, it's entirely different. Or a soap opera, it's entirely different. Because when you do it that way, the they want, everybody wants your job, so they're hoping you're going to fail on the series or on the soap or on the soap because they want your job. As far as comedy goes, I know with Jay Leno's experience, yeah, it is competitive, but that's only because he's at that level where they're competing for the network jobs. So
right.
It's almost the same thing.
Pilots and stuff, yeah.
When you're below that level, no. Actually, we all tend to be really supportive, real honest, not a lot of backstabbing and tearing down. I will tell you, one thing I have noticed is I hate when other comics steal other comics' jokes.
Yeah.
That's really frustrating because it's really hard to come up with something that's unique and a genuine idea and how to really tweak it.
Well,
and
Milton Berle had a career from that.
Yeah.
Well, it's really hard to tweak jokes and make them just right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's really frustrating.
Sure.
When you know, someone is not intelligent enough to do it, or they're, you know, savvy enough to pay your ass for the shit they try to steal.
Well, I'll tell you something else that Jay Leno has told me, is that he thinks it's a lot harder for comedians to make it today.
Oh, it
because
is.
Because there's no... The Tonight Show doesn't bring on unknown comics.
You know, you're right.
And,
Jimmy you're
Kimmel
right. There's no entrance. There's no entrance for them to say, okay, here's your shot.
And that's why they
well,
all
they
come
have
from
this
Saturday
on like a national
Live.
Level.
Well,
yeah.
Last comics.
Stand up to Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now even Saturday Night Live is even harder to get on because everybody's submitting videos through YouTube. But I will tell you, as far as Last Comic Standing, here's another example. So everybody's watching Last Comic Standing, and you think, you know, most of middle America is assuming, oh, wow, that's great. Look at someone just, they're new, they're funny, they go and they did it. The people that are all in the top 10, which I already know who the top 10 are, because they've recorded it, it airs July 4th. You need to vote for my friend Ronzio Vance. He's really funny. There was weird incidents in the audience, so he kind of got screwed, so hopefully the producers tweaked it all. But anyways, he's a very funny dude. Those comics have all been doing it 12, 15, 25 years.
Wow.
So the two women on there, one of the women has been doing it 27 years, the other one's been doing it 23 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's two women
wow.
in the finals. All of the guys in the finals, with the exception of maybe one or two, have been doing it between 12 and 8 years.
Wow.
So none of these people are novices that are in the Last Comic
Standing.
So they just
woke up like a week ago and said, I'm going to try stand-up.
Right. It's not like American Idol where you can have a good song,
right.
a voice, and you're like, oh, look, I sound good, and they
you
go
come,
and they
you come out of nowhere, yeah.
You have to. And this is the other thing. It's really hard to write jokes. Jokes are really hard because a lot of people think they're funny. They tell a story. They get in the story takes forever, like I'm doing now. And then you don't ever get to the punchline. You're lost by the time you get there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the guy that impressed me. And just, it's like Freddie Prinze, when he died, was 22.
Right.
He'd been doing it for like five years already.
Since he was 17.
I know.
Had a TV
amazing.
Show.
I know. Amazing.
And
amazing.
You know, the pressure got to him at 22.
But he was such a natural.
Oh man! And you look at pictures of him, and he looks like he's like 30. And he's but he's
he
been
that was a that was such a that was such a cool era like
oh,
that
yeah.
that
yeah.
early
Leno
early mid
Jimmy
70s
Walker.
Era and Steve Martin came along then and Andy Kaufman started around that time. It's
Jimmy
like there was such a cool that era was so cool.
But would those guys even get on TV nowadays?
That's all things.
You'd,
like,
they'd probably
so
be
new.
Lost in the shuffle.
Right.
I mean, there was like I said, there's no you know it's early. There's no exposure. There's no like. Oh, The Tonight Show, again, that was a great place to to see new people.
Right.
Because Johnny Carson, if you liked, saw him in a club, you liked him, you know, give him
yeah,
a shot.
Right.
And there's nothing like that right now.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many channels.
Well, Glenda, I told you it was going to be a 10-minute podcast. It's been 13 minutes.
Oh, we screwed everybody.
So now we do have to charge our fans this time.
So you can get this podcast at www.mccartymetro.com.
$14.99 because it went over.
It's totally free, so you can be a...
We're never going to make any money if he keeps giving, giving this away.
I forgot to say we're your sponsor. We're
sponsored
by PB Imaging. So if you need something, you need anything, you can get a
business cards.
Picture of you. Gwenda.
Cardboard cutout.
As long as they can, like, you know,
business
Photoshop
cards.
It.
Oh, he'll do anything.
You can
stretch it like a funhouse mirror. Yeah,
you can
be 6 feet tall.
On the Rick's Martini Bar podcast, and we all make some money. So
yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Well, you don't, but we three do.
I make money.
You get to come back again.
Yeah.
you sound like my boyfriend.
So anyway,
you're so lucky. You get to come back again and again and again.
So we're all getting in the van. We're all going to go up to Fresno and watch you.
Absolutely, it has to be a van.
Actually,
it's got to be a '70s van, light blue, with lots of bumper stickers. There are like 12 bumper stickers on the back.
Like a big like blowhorn.
Oh, it'll be great. It'll be great.
Should be fun. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Okay. So anyway, so get the podcast. Check Wend out. Can they fan you on your Facebook, or can they friend you also?
No, you can friend
me. Can they be
me.
Your friend?
I should probably put a fan.
Because some people only let you be a fan, but they won't let you be a friend.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to have to flip over, because you can only have 5,000 members on your Facebook friends, and then you have to
You don't know 5,000 people.
Listen, I have apparently, like, I think 1,700 to me, which boggles my mind.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
We're amazed that people like to listen to this podcast, so we understand.
We have a legion of fans growing by the day.
Every day.
And please keep sending the post-its in.
Send questions.
We get the yellow post-its.
Tell us who you want. We have access to almost everybody. That's how we get big stars like Gwenda Perez, who's
that's
on Valentine's Day Kutcher. And who else was in the scene with you, by the way?
Let's see. Oh, Jamie Foxx was there. That was another one.
So good people or bad people?
I'll tell you.
We have to save that for another podcast.
Awesome. Jamie Foxx, really nice people. Although I don't know their private lives.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, my experience
was good.
But good things.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Nobody knows. I mean, there are a lot of people on that set.
I know. You know, I'll tell you. Next time we talk, we'll talk about all the nasty people in the nasty.
Because that's all we want to hear about is the nasty people.
The dirt.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us next time, and cheers.